The 10th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, verse 26. Do not be afraid, verse 28. Do not be afraid, verse 31. There is no need to be afraid. Am I the only one who worries and gets afraid? Our Lord is emphasizing it as he understands the threat that fear poses to loving and to being loved. This morning, what I'd like to do is to suggest some very practical and biblical ways, a prescription, if you will, of how to respond to worry and to fear. Step one, that we are to admit to God what we fear most might happen. When we do this, when we name the greatest fear, the greatest worry, it lessens its hold on us. When we do this to the living God, we acknowledge God's power and might to be able to handle all things, including what we fear most might happen. When we do this, it puts ourselves into a position of beginning to experience some relief from the fear. Step two, place the situation, the whole situation, place it into God's hands. Give it to God. What does our Lord himself teach us? It's the Son at the Last Supper who says in Luke 22, Father, let this cup pass from me, yet thy will be done. Place it into the hands of the Heavenly Father, the situation. Later on the cross, it's Jesus who will say, Father, into your hands I commend my very spirit, all that I am. It's not that God doesn't already know our worries and our fears, but we entrust ourselves to his power and might. Step three, tell God that you will accept what he allows to happen. Now that's a hard one for some of us. Sometimes, in fact, it's so hard that we accept something that is really troubling. We accept it and we don't have to continue to live so anxious and so gripped by fear and in such mediocrity, but we convince ourselves, as lousy and as bad as it is, it could be worse. So therefore, we become accepting of this. No, we want to tell God that we will accept whatever he allows to happen. That means we have to mean that. That means we have to allow God to be the mighty champion that Jeremiah described God as being in that first reading. When we do this, when we allow God to do this, when we permit God to do this, it demonstrates God's power. We humbly turn to that. And it also allows God to do great things. Love doesn't impose. Love does not control. Love is to be requested and to be received. And that's precisely what we do when we permit God to do certain things with our lives, even our greatest worries and fears. Step four, acknowledge that God's plans are always better than ours. Yeah, we tell other people that, don't we? And then we put a big old asterisk in our lives. Because actually we understand it so well. Or at least I think I do. I'm thinking here of the prophet Isaiah, who in the 55th chapter of his book says, the heavens are as high above the earth as God's ways are above my ways. God's thoughts above my thoughts. God's ways are always better than mine. And giving God the chance to make good on that. Even when we come to pray like this, common prayer, liturgy, the 25-cent word, holy mass, the church in her love for us, she acknowledges that worries and fears oftentimes get the best of us, and she includes certain things in our prayer to help us to lessen the hold that worry and fear have on us. I'm thinking right before we receive Holy Communion, right before we encounter the living God, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the prayer is said that we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, we hear. I mean, yet again, trying to renounce the fear and the worry that compromises our very selves. And if that's not enough, right after that, we recall aloud the words that our Lord spoke to the disciples who were fraught with worry and with fear at the Last Supper, or after the resurrection, so fraught with fear that we hear that they're huddled together behind locked doors. And Jesus comes into their midst and says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, that the very presence and power of God is lavished upon those who humbly and sincerely ask to receive it." Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. There is no need to be afraid. Not because of anything that we do, not because of our ingenuity, not because of our scheming, not because of our bravado. Friends, we need not be afraid of anything and everything that the world throws at us, because of God's inexhaustible love for us.